started to shift right before halftime when Ubley shut down USA on the 3-yard line after a flag pushed them back to the 10-yard line. Incomplete pass to end the first half. And here we are in the second half, and Ubley taking a lot of time off the clock in this drive, marching down now to the 27-yard line of USA.
Credit the Bearcats, there. Not one personal foul, not one penalty on their side yet. Really helping them out in this game. Helped them on that fourth down stop as well.
Nick Sweeney on the keeper around the left side. Nothing going there. Maybe gets about a foot. Brings up second down and 9. A little bit of a miscommunication there on the line. Brings up second down and 9. Right at the 26-yard line of USA.
So far, Sweeney's been able to kick it outside there. He kicked it outside. Had just had nothing going on there. The defensive backs of the Patriots starting to stand their ground a little more on the outside.
Jamie, 9 men into the box. It's a handoff around the right side. Breaks free on the first tackle. Number 5, Kirk Kabosky, and lunges for as many yards as he can get and gets about 7 in doing so. Just shy of the first down marker by about 2 yards. Brings up a little shorter than I thought. Bad angle there. Gain of 4 on the play. Brings up 3rd and 5.
He was tripped up at the line. Credit him to get his hand on the ground, keep his balance long enough to gain that 3 or 4 yards.
3rd and 5 for Ubley. Now into the red zone at the 23-yard line. Minute 54 left in the third quarter. They trail by 10 to USA, 22-12. T formation. 3 men in the backfield. Sweeney under center. Hand off to the right side to the 3rd running back. And not close to the first down marker, number 5, Kirk Kabosky, the running back again, maybe gets about 2 yards in the play. He's out to the 20-yard line now. The only problem is the first down marker is at the 17. So they're short by about 3 yards, brings up a critical 4th down here. 20 yards for a touchdown, 3 yards for a first down.
Gone with Kabosky here a couple times up the middle, had some success getting anywhere from 2 to 5 yards. On 4th and 4 here, maybe look for Sweeney to keep this one to the outside himself.
Same formations, offense and defense, as has been basically the entire game here, except for the right before halftime on USA offense. And there's a little bit of a fumble. There's flags all over the place. Looks like Sweeney decided to hike the ball without the ball. Line didn't move. USA jumped. The person dropped their popcorn in the stands. I'm not quite sure what's going on here. It's a false start against Ubley. That's going to push him back 5 yards.
I'm not even sure Sweeney got that ball there, so somebody definitely moved early.
So we went from a 4th and 3 to a 4th and 8. Little big difference there.
This changes things here. Definitely got to consider maybe Sweeney putting the ball in the air here, rolling out of the pocket in some way to try and get him away from that pressure that's coming up the middle.
Probably talks it over in their huddle. They break, coming up to the line of scrimmage, a little bit jump in their step, 4th and 8. Can USA come up with the stop, continue their momentum, and keep the score at a 10-point differential in the USA favor? Sweeney rolls to his right, looking to pass across the field. There's a flag on the play, and it's an incomplete pass to number 5, Kirk Kabosky. The flag came from behind the line. It's going to probably be a hold. Indeed, it is against Ubley, so that will be declined, and it's going to be a turnover of downs. USA gets the ball back on their own 20-yard line. Holy cow, just like that, a swing of momentum back into USA's favor.
Just like we talked about there, the pressure again came up the middle. They needed to hold to prevent that from getting to Sweeney. Had a couple options open there short, but I just don't think if he would have completed that pass short, I don't think they had enough to get to the first down marker.
Not quite.
Good defense there by the Patriots.
They were all over everyone. There wasn't an open player anywhere, and they got right through the line as well. Sweeney didn't have time to really throw much at it regardless. So
he threw it to the one receiver, though, that was across the first down marker. He threw a nice ball there, just got tipped just before it got to Kabosky.
So here comes USA back on the field on offense. Beachy hands this one out on their left side. McKay Jones gets out for about 2 yards, out to the 27-yard line. They start at the 25, brings up 2nd and 8, 16 seconds left in the third quarter, still 22-12. As the third quarter winds down.
Nick Booms ripped him to the ground there after a short gain.
And looks like that is going to That's going to finish up the third quarter here with the score of Hubley 12, USA 22. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school football. One quarter remains. Who will win? Well, it's looking like USA right now. Hubley's not done yet either.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
You're tuned to WLEW. 12 minutes on the clock, the fourth quarter about to begin. USA leads by 10, 22 to 12. Three quarters down, Dave. What's been going on? How did we get to this point? Where's the momentum swinging right now?
These teams have been pretty evenly matched across the board here. The Patriots have come up with a few more third and long and fourth and long conversions here. The momentum clearly switched into the Patriots side there after that stop on fourth down.
And it's a handoff to start the fourth quarter. Brandon Harper around the right side gets out there for about 5 yards. A yard short of the first down, brings up third and one at USA's own 35-yard line. Looks like we have our first cramp of the night. Typically the first week of football, there are cramps left and right because of the heat, a lot of dehydration. This is our first one on the field. Not quite sure what number that is out there.
Credit to the coaching staff on all the preseason and warm-ups and practices to prevent this kind of injury.
As we have some training staff out there attending to the downed USA player. Nothing critical, just simply a cramp. 11:44 left in the fourth quarter, 22-12. USA leads by 10 over the Hubley Bearcats. Tonight's sponsors of tonight's game, Hubley at USA, was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knight's Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Cottick Radiator and Air Conditioner at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Moore Shoreline of Sebring, McVay Insurance Agency, Hubley Motor Service, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, USA Schools, and D&M Cabinet. Sailor phone services provided by for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor. And he is up and at it. That's number 61, Joe Lutz, an offensive lineman, 6'1", senior, 175. Pretty big player there for him. And he's up and walking, just trying to walk out that cramp as much as possible and trying to get back into the game. Third and a mere 2 feet for USA at their own 34-yard line. Beachy under center. Three men in the backfield. Is a handoff to the left side, right up the gap. Number 27, Seth Gangler, the man they always go to on third down. Stopped just short of the first down marker. Going to be close. If anything, a gain of one.
Tyler Drapetsky, number 67, first on him.
And they're going to bring out the chains. So one more time, official timeout on the field. They want to get this one right. It's very close. I'm thinking it's short by about 4 inches. That's my guess. Dave, what's yours?
I have to agree with you. I'm going to take the under there. I think it's 3 inches, Clark.
3 inches. $1, Bob. Oh, the tension is building here, folks.